Government artillery attacks and air raids inside Sri Lanka's northern war zone killed at least 38 civilians today and wounded 140 more. Meanwhile, India says it will help evacuate tens of thousands of civilians caught up in the fighting in Sri Lanka. The Sri Lankan Navy has escorted a new convoy of food to the northeastern coastal area of Puttamattalam, where the military has established a new 12-kilometer no-fire zone. But the aid is only a fraction of what is needed. ICRC spokesperson Sophie Romanens told us more about the estimated 200,000 civilians still trapped behind rebel lines.
These people have been displaced several times over the last months or weeks. As the front line was moving, some families had to move also several times. Sometimes they had to leave all their belongings behind. And now they are trapped in a very small area which has come under intense fighting. So these people have no safe place where they can take shelter, and they have not enough to eat. They need to have access to medical care, and also they need, you know, to have access to clean water. If so many people are stuck in such a small area, it is, of course, in terms of hygiene and sanitation, a big concern. We know that families continue to arrive in Puttamattalam, that place on the coast, and this is why it is so important that evacuations of wounded and sick can continue to take place. And it's also so important that humanitarian aid can reach the people who are trapped in the conflict area.